Howdy, folks. Well, silence is golden, except when folks clam up to keep the truth from slipping out, you know. I'm Pat Buttram, inviting you for a delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows.
Yes, sir, this is Just Entertainment, and I'm feeling real good because I've been looking around for an investment in real estate, and I learned that over in New Zealand, they've got a volcano for sale there. I think I'm going to look into that. Offhand, I don't know of any other volcanoes for sale. I watch the ads pretty close on things. They must be good property, volcanoes. Way people hang on to them, you'd think. I know there hadn't been any run on volcanoes. I guess you might say the volcano market blows hot and cold if you're the witty type, you know. Naturally, this volcano that's for sale in New Zealand, it's second hand. You can't hardly get a new one. This New Zealand volcano, it covers 700 acres, and it's a seething mass of bubbling mud. And I can just see it now as a playground for barefoot children. Think of the market for mud pies, mud packs there. I'd say a volcano owner would have considerable prestige in a community. I know the folks down in Winston County, they'd be surprised if I turned out to be a volcano tycoon or something. They expected a lot of things of me, but to my knowledge, no one ever pointed at me and said, "There's a boy who will have his own volcano someday." I don't know. Oh, people in Winston County, they just don't think big. Some of them don't even think small very often. It isn't so much that they're lazy. Hey, you know, speaking of being lazy, I'm sometimes accused of that. And it isn't so much that I'm lazy, it's just that I'm bored with work. There's a big difference. Yeah, a lazy day, that's quite a treat. But having to do something dull and tedious, that's boredom, friend. And I'll tell you, before it gets you down, chew some refreshing double mint chewing gum. You won't mind your monotonous chores nearly so much while you enjoy the pleasure there of chewing smooth, tasty double mint. And time goes by lots faster. You try it. Refreshing, delicious, double mint chewing gum. Now here's Marion Morgan with a song.
Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home? I've cried the whole day long. Well, I'll do the cooking, honey. I'll pay the rent. I know I've done you wrong. Remember that rainy evening I drove you out with nothing but a fine tooth comb. I know I'm to blame. Well, now, ain't that a shame? Bill Bailey, won't you please come home? Remember that rainy evening I drove you out with nothing but a fine tooth comb. I know I'm to blame. Well, now, ain't that a dirty shame? Bill Bailey, won't you please? Bill Bailey, won't you please? Bill Bailey, won't you please come home?
Oh, I tell you, if Bill Bailey ever does come home, he'll sure throw a lot of women singers out of work, you know? I'm glad to report that things are looking up for the women folks of Uganda. That's a British protectorate over in eastern Africa. Used to be the girls there worked only in the banana and coffee and tea fields. Now they have jobs in factories and stores and offices. They know all about punching time clocks and visiting the water cooler by now, I guess. Most of the folks of Uganda, they live in thatched houses, but they say nearly all of them have radios now on which they listen to.
A KNX News Signal Alert All Clear Bulletin. Outbound traffic on the Harbor Freeway between Imperial and the end of the freeway. Traffic is now moving normally.
First today, Jack?
Sure have, Pat. I'm looking for the stone.
I'm looking for the stone that was hewn out the mountain. I'm looking for the stone that came rolling through Babylon. I'm looking for the stone that was hewn out the mountain. Came down to the kingdom of this world. Came down to the kingdom of this world. Came down to the kingdom of this world. I'm looking for the stone that was hewn out the mountain. Came down to the kingdom of this world. Oh, I have found the stone that was hewn out the mountain. Oh, I have found the stone that came rolling through Babylon. Oh, I have found the stone that was hewn out the mountain. Came down to the kingdom of this world.
Came down to the kingdom of this world. Came down to the kingdom of this world.
Kingdom of this world. Oh, I have found the stone that was hewn out the mountain. Came down to the kingdom of this world.
Oh, those Halloran spirituals, they're my idea of good music. Just as my idea of good chewing gum is double mint. You'll be doing your mouth a real favor to chew some refreshing double mint gum every now and then. It's cooling, and it helps keep your mouth moist and comfortable, and it helps relieve that hot, thirsty feeling, too, you know. It's lots better than filling up with buckets of ice water that you really don't need. So keep your mouth comfortable with cool, helpful double mint gum. And now it's time for the Buttram Bonus. Today's Buttram Bonus is on how to be a poet. You have to be willing to get along without the luxuries of life if you're a poet. And it helps if you can also give up some of the necessities. Now, you can't expect to turn out Hiawatha or Shooting of Dan McGrew the first time that you write a poem. So let's take this rhyming business in easy stages, you know. I think it's better we start out with couplets, then work our way up to the finer poetical works like limericks. Let's take a simple example of a couplet here. Under the spreading maple tree, the village smithy lies. No one has a horse to shoe, so all he shoes is flies. That's poetry writing in depth. It induces profound thought there. One more couplet, and this one carries a little sting to it. Whatever I said in anger, whatever I shouted in spite. I'm sorry I spoke so quickly. I thought up some worse ones last night. Now, I think we're ready to graduate from the couplets, go into the longer, the epic type of poem. This next example tells a story of relief there when a speaker fails to use up his allotted time, which is a rare occurrence, as you know. This goes like this. We gave him 20 minutes. He finished up in 10. Oh, there's a prince of speakers and a servant unto men. His diction wasn't very much. He hemmed and hawed a bit. And still he spoke a lot of sense, and after that, he quit. At first we sat plumb paralyzed, then cheered and cheered again. We gave him 20 minutes, but he finished up in 10. Well, I see I've used up all of my time. And until we get together for another lyric lesson, that's the Buttram bonus for today. Now here's Marion Morgan and Bill Kennedy with a duet. Let's take a walk around the block.
Someday we'll go places, new lands and new faces, the day we quit punching the clock.
The future looks pleasant, but at present let's take a walk around the block. You're just the companion I want at Grand Canyon for throwing old blades down the rock.
The money we have will go for travel. Meantime, let's walk around the block.
Gangway, we'll begin when our ship comes in.
I'll sit on your lap all over the map. To London in May time,
to Venice in playtime,
to Perry in time for a frock,
to Boston in meantime, darling, meantime, let's take a walk around the block.
We'll send the folks cables,
accumulate labels, buy souvenirs till we're in hock.
Right now we are flat in old Manhattan. Let's take a walk around the block.
Thank you, kids. You'll probably be doing some weekend driving, so I'd like to suggest that you help yourself to stay alert there on the highway by chewing refreshing double mint gum. The steady chewing helps you concentrate better. That's a big help for safer driving, you know. So keep bright and refreshed with delicious double mint chewing gum. We'll be back a Monday, and I hope you'll join us. Until then, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that when you can't take any more of what you've been taking, better take a vacation. Goodbye now.
The Andy Griffith